We're doing the laws of Shabbos, and we're learning the prohibited tasks, one of which is called me'amer. Now, after they would harvest the wheat, they would pile it up into bundles. So this act of making piles, making clusters, piles of a fruit or of a grain or of wheat is called me'amer. So that would be true, let's say, if you had in your backyard an apple tree. And Friday afternoon, you see some apples fell, and you say, okay, when I get home from shul, I'll go collect those apples. So we discussed that you can't pick fruit that fall on Shabbos, but fruit that fell before Shabbos would be okay. But if you go and make a pile of those fruits in order to bring them home, that's the task of ne'amer that's biblically prohibited. That task of collecting, let's say you'd collect firewood, which is also prohibited because it's muktzah. What would be if your son did what my kids like to do? He went to the fruit basket and started tossing everything. I got a three-year-old. He's always trying out his arm. So he climbs up to where we have the fruit and he starts tossing. Now you got fruit all over the house. So some say that's also included in me'amer. Meaning the question here is me'amer only in the place where it grew? Or is it also anywhere else? Remember, we're talking about fruit. Okay, what else would be included in me'amer? If you're going to take a lot of fruit and squish them together into a ball, like, I don't know if you guys did this, but when I was a kid, they didn't yet talk about worms and figs. So as kids, we would collect figs, make them into a cake, and eat them. So that would be a problem of me'amer. Even if you would put a string through a line of figs, if you'd just make them into like a bracelet of figs, right? That would also be prohibited. Another idea, so that's why we would not be allowed to make a necklace on Shabbos, like to string beads on a necklace. That's the same idea. You have another problem with putting beads on a necklace, and that is that you're actually creating a vessel. Right? You're not allowed to create a vessel on Shabbos. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this, but in the last year or two, this is the in thing. All my kids have, well, my daughters have these little bracelets with flimsy strings, and they have like a lot of beads, not the rubber bands, where you make your own bracelet. You get all kinds of little, you could get dye, you can get colored beads, and you make your own bracelet. Now, what happens is the little ones like pulling at it, and then every week or two we have them strewn all over the house. So I can pick them up because they're a danger to the baby, but I can't start putting them on a string because then I'm either me'amer or also the idea of I'm starting to create a new bracelet. What happens if your fruit basket fell over? So you're not supposed to go collecting your fruit on Shabbos. Now, it could be that you could move them aside because you don't have to step on all your fruit. If it's possible, we try not to collect them, like we just said. What happens if they're all together? They just fell over on their side. So then I could just shift them into the basket and straighten up the basket because I haven't collected them. They were lying there together. What happens if they're mixed with dirt? They got mixed with pebbles and stuff like that. So then I'm not supposed to be dealing with that. I could run into a problem of borer, sifting, and it's definitely not a Shabbistic thing to do to start dealing with fruits that are mixed with sand. What happens if I want to eat the fruit? No problem. You can pick up an apple, wash it off, and eat it. That's not a problem. The issue here is we're not going to be busy on Shabbos collecting fruits. Sometimes it could be biblical, this idea of collecting fruit or any other food into a pile. And sometimes it could be rabbinic, depending on exactly where it fell and the details of that. So the main thing we learned today about me'amer is that we cannot collect fruit, even if the fruit fell off the tree before Shabbos, even if it's fruit I had in a bag. Let's say you left the bag outside, and then you come after Shabbos, and it's spilled to start collecting the fruit from the ground, from the earth. That would be prohibited. Yes?
What What's the English translation of Omer?
To make a pile, to make a cluster. Omer is a pile, is a bundle. So Me'amer is the creation of a bundle.